This is Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed.
Saturday on the Love Boat.
The podcast that hunts down and tears apart shenanigans on this classic TV show.
I see an awful lot of bodies who really have nothing to be ashamed of.
When laws, morals, and behavior go rogue.
She's a student of marine biology, and I know a lot of Marines who like to study her biology.
We are there.
Saturday on the Love Boat, Julia's game to join an all-male club, but she's shocked
the things they ask her to do.
Now, from Studio 109, welcome aboard.
I think it's time you and I got to know each other.
But a man gets very lonely at sea.
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, that was good, Charlotte. I heard you mimic. I mimicked a little bit. It's all in good fun.
Yes.
This is Crime Cruise Love Boat Exposed. I am Rob Springer, one of your hosts, and you are?
Charlotte Jones.
And out west in the nether regions, how are you, producer Caleb?
Doing quite well, thank you very much.
Yeah, surviving and thriving, I hope.
Yeah.
Surviving and thriving.
Well, this is season two of The Love Boat that we're reviewing, and I believe episode 18, producer Caleb, is that right?
Episode 18.
And it's a doozy from what we
about
know.
About 10 episodes left of the season,
wow.
Give or take.
Okay.
We're rounding the corner.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That seems like time's flying. So each episode, we take apart, we pull out the shitty behavior that happens on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I say we, collective we, it's actually producer Caleb that does that. And he does a very effective job.
He does.
An exemplary
Thank
job,
yes.
actually.
Thank you.
Yeah,
beyond satisfactory.
I agree.
And news came to us from out west from producer Caleb that this episode has a lot of bad stuff, a lot of bad shit. I'm just going
to
say it.
Right? It was like, so the clip that I got was like an hour and 40 minutes long, like the episode. Found out that it is split up in two parts according to IMDb. So we're technically doing like episode 18 and 19.
Right. If we decide to do that, we'll see where the show goes. We may split it in half because that's probably too much to devour.
That's a lot.
Our audience wants to digest.
And Caleb, you said this wasn't like an extended episode because of some sort of like holiday or anything. It's just like they decide to do a special
So
double header.
I don't think it's revealed in like the clips that I have, but it's Julie's high school reunion, and they decided to put like the whole like graduating class on the cruise.
That's why it's
a long, long episode.
Right.
This is going to be some major hijinks.
Julie always gets caught in the middle of crossfire of some sort.
And I hope that, is she still forced to be the cruise director while all these other people are on board? Like, shouldn't she be allowed to have a week off and party?
Nah, she was the one that was planning this whole reunion thing, I think.
She should have scheduled a week off. What was she thinking? She didn't plan that very well.
Exactly. Guys, we just jump in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Just I'm ready.
Jump right on in.
Well, have you met your sexy phys ed teacher yet?
No, and I hope she hasn't canceled out.
Doc, how come you're so excited about a blind date?
Well, this is no ordinary blind date. When Julie showed me Bitsy's picture in the yearbook, I practically popped my thermometer.
Oh, man, she doesn't teach physical education. She is physical education.
All right. She is a little man.
Okay. So he almost popped his thermometer. Gross. Like, I don't need to think about Doc popping anything.
No.
And I have a feeling that if she was the phys ed teacher when Julie was in school, I'm not sure what anniversary this is that they're celebrating or reunion.
Great question.
I think she's now a phys ed teacher. Like, that's what her profession is.
Oh, okay. Now she's a phys ed teacher.
Because I had that thought too, but we'll see in these clips that she isn't like older than everyone else.
Okay.
So I think that after she graduated high school, she became a phys ed teacher.
See, my whole thought was in my head, I was like, I bet she's going to show up old and overweight. That's what I was thinking. And then Doc would have to swallow his words.
They have no problem doing that.
No.
So they probably will.
No.
We're seeing a freeze frame. I rolled it back by mistake, but it's a freeze frame of the yearbook where we're seeing the wooey girl playing tennis. So I'm going to hit play. I guess
and she's just a body, by the way. We don't see a face, really.
Pretty much cut off.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
And I heard a wooey, which you don't hear that often.
No. It's like a mama meet me. Oh, man.
She doesn't teach physical education. She is physical education.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're just going to roll into the next
one. Gentlemen. I use the term loosely, very loosely.
But hey, Mr. Dwyer.
Oh, there's Gillian.
I flunked you in English, didn't I, DeLuca?
Yeah. Good.
Julie's reunited in play.
Gorgeous creature isn't Dimples McCoy.
Dimples?
Having the heartbreaker of Haley High.
A rose by any other name.
Oh, you're like a great wine. You've improved with age.
Thank you.
Gross.
Captain, this is Mr. Malcolm Dwyer. He's was in charge of our English department and directed all of our plays and musicals.
They were terrific.
And how come we never got to Broadway?
She's into him. It looks like he's into her, God knows.
Are all the teachers invited also to come to this reunion?
I think it's just this English teacher. We don't see any other teachers that taught, like, Julie's
Well, he's clearly a creep.
Big joke.
Yeah. He was like, oh, well, you've aged well. And he called her Dimples? Like, no.
And the heartbreaker of the high school.
Yeah, and also, when did Julie get longer hair?
I don't know. They must have had a break over Christmas in real life, I bet.
They had to have had some, but like a long break, because her hair really grew a lot.
I'm trying to see who that big dude was. I know Gilligan was there. He was one of the classmates.
The classmates.
He had a wig, like a Beatles wig.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Denver, right?
Is that Bob Denver or Beatles.
Raymond Burr was the old man who was one of those old detectives in an old detective show, I should say, back in the 70s. Oh, Julie, Dimples McCoy. And he's hugging her.
Is he related to that hilarious comic whose last name is Burr, who did Elvis for Family Abel Burr?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Well.
It'd be like his great-grandfather.
It could be.
Dimples McCoy. Oh,
yeah.
We'll start calling you Dimples McCoy.
No, you're not going to call me fucking Dimples. I mean, I got him, but
Dimples
still.
Dimples McCoy.
We're not doing that.
All right, dear Lord. Yep. All right, here we go. Hey, how about we just go? All right, I'm just going to hit the buttons. We're just going to roll into what's next.
I hope Mike made it.
Hi. First part of the reunion?
Yeah, Jack and Kathy Quarks.
Hi. All right.
Let's see.
Oh, we already have
He's got
cabin,
Caleb's right. hair.
Say, we're looking for a Mike Old Kelly. Hair. Have you seen him?
Oh, Mike Kelly, sure. Right over there.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I heard he was quite a war hero. Vietnam.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Jack.
I'm wrong.
No.
What?
We'll see you later. Thank you.
What a reaction.
I'm so confused.
We just brought Vietnam into the level for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm. Wheelchair.
Yes. Well, I mean, was that boat even a handicap accessible?
I don't know, but producer Caleb, do we need to know more before we venture further?
Give us some info. Or is this the first time dude in a wheelchair is being seen by the guy that was asking about him?
So the dude in the wheelchair is best friends with the guy that was talking to Gopher before Vietnam, I guess. And he wasn't in a wheelchair before Vietnam, and now he is.
Right.
So yeah, he's a disabled vet. And I don't want to spoil it, but I guess I will because it just adds that emphasis. Not only are they mentioning Vietnam, but the guy that was talking to Gopher, he avoided the draft. He evaded the draft.
That's a
pretty heavy thing. But the fact that it's like the Love Boat, and like I did some research on this, the Vietnam War ended 4 years before this episode came out. So it hasn't even been like a decade before they're like joking about like avoiding the draft. It's been not even 5 years. It's been 4 years. And that's a plot point that they're running with.
Wow.
Heavy topic.
Yeah.
And no wonder that little pussy feels bad. His friend actually did his duty and went to war and ended up. I bet that prick is probably someone's son. He's probably a senator's son or had money to get out of going or something. And now he feels terrible. Because
I think we do see like if... I do show why he didn't go to Vietnam and what he did instead.
Okay.
It's in one of these clips.
Is it shady as fuck?
Or heroic? Well, the Love Boat season 2, taking on all kinds of topics, small and large.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait any longer. Where's my phys ed teacher?
Oh, gosh.
Well, you're looking at her.
50, this is Doc.
Hi.
She's a little bigger.
Bitsy, well, but of course I recognize your lovely face from the yearbook.
Yeah? Well, my body's in volume 2.
Oh, no.
Well, that's Doc's dreamboat.
Dreamboat nothing. The whole fleet's in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first of all, I'm pissed off because she I'm going to say, honestly, judging this, she's probably a size 8. Maybe she has 8.
You know, 10 pounds, 15 or something.
But still, she looks good. And
She's not even, like... She's not big.
No.
Like,
no. This is like a Shallow Hal thing where like Doc and all these other dudes think that they are like super hot and can be like so critical of women. And it's like, right. Oh no, her left toe was a little bit longer than the right one. It's like all this bullshit. Wow. And it's like, what are they? They really have high opinions of themselves.
Complete Shallow Hal dialogue.
Yeah, 100%.
But at the same time, she's not Gwyneth Paltrow from Shallow Hal. She's just a little, you know, she's a little overweight. I mean, that's it.
She's not overweight, Rob. She's a size eight.
She's like,
that's not overweight.
I wouldn't even consider that fat.
No, so
I didn't say fat.
A size eight is definitely not fat nor overweight. No, but I'm saying, Rob, I know what you're talking about. She does not look like the photograph in the yearbook. That's like going on Tinder and you
see
a photo
that's
like 10 years older. She's 100%. Yes. Who isn't? You right. know what I mean? Like, true. Maybe Caleb's not. Yeah. But
I weighed 100 pounds in high school.
Okay. All right.
So not even.
We've bulked up a little, Caleb.
100 pounds wet, like they say?
Yeah. Hair included?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Where does this one go?
I don't know where this one goes.
Where did you hit hard?
No, I don't know where this is going.
It keeps hitting. Just
okay.
The love boat is taking on torpedoes.
Yes.
I don't know what to expect next.
We can't spend the whole reunion avoiding Mike Kelly.
Kathy, he was my closest friend. We did everything together. How am I going to tell him that I bailed out and went to Canada?
But you went to Canada for a reason you believed in. You've got nothing to be ashamed of.
Tell that to Mike.
The Vietnam War was wrong, and you know it. Mm. You paid your debt.
How can you compare sweeping the floors in a Miami hospital to the kind of debt that Mike paid?
Hmm. Okay, I agree with him there. I also have to say that had I existed during the time of the Vietnam War, which I do think was totally ridiculous, I probably, if I had a son and he got drafted, I would have gone to Canada, for sure. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but still, he did go to Canada.
I think, like, we can talk about this now. Like, it doesn't seem like a big issue now, like, right. if we saw this on TV. But the fact, like, I'm still just stuck up on the fact that it happened 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was so soon.
And the Love Boat, of all shows, decide to go this political. Because, like, the whole idea of the Vietnam War was so very politicized. It's like, whether or not you accept the draft or you don't, you piss off to Canada, like, whatever. Like, it was this big, scary thing. And the Love Boat was like, hey, let's take a stab
let's
at it.
Tackle this. Yeah.
4 years right after.
Right, ABC waded into the waters, Aaron Spelling did with this episode.
Yeah.
And it's strong content. You wouldn't expect it. And we don't know what to expect.
But he could avoid the dude if he wanted to. I mean, it's a pretty big ship. He could if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe just not go on the cruise if you're going to avoid one person the whole time.
Right.
Like, just don't go.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
And God, keep up with the guy. You know, why just
yeah,
wait
why,
to see
he
him?
He used to be my best friend, and then he went off to war, and I never kept in touch with him after. Well, then you.
And again, a big budget episode. They have crane shots. They're out in the ocean.
Like this is the real deal.
Yeah, they're not stuck in a studio, which makes it less cheesy and has a little bit more immediacy, which is fitting for this episode.
So that's itsy bitsy, eh, Doc? Oh, you really got yourself a heavy day.
Oh, God, Gopher.
Hey, Doc, has she invited you down to her cabins yet?
Well, she made the date. I'm going to keep it.
Well, you're a big man, Doc.
Not as big as your date. That's good.
I hate these guys.
Wow.
I so hate them.
It's like Gopher took on Doc's personality.
And it's also just so ridiculous to me that, like, this girl that is supposed to be so big, who probably is honestly a size 8, is the only girl not in a bathing suit at the pool, because the only girls in the bathing suits are like the size 0 and 2 girls.
And they're talking about her. She's out in the background there.
Yeah, she's right there. Mm-hmm.
And her profile is not very big.
No.
Again. No, that's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Like, I mean, I can understand...
It was good for the 70s, but even so, it's not... It's nothing you have to, like, cry over.
No.
It's nothing to ruin anything.
Right, and like I said before, like, who do they think they are? Like...
Yeah, Gopher literally is like a weasel man.
Yeah, and Doc is lucky that Bitsy Itsy whatever Spider Itsy wants Bitsy. To even go out with him.
Doc's got his spindly legs with, you know, gross, knee gross. Socks. I mean, these boys are not GQ.
I wonder if he leaves those on when he's Do you think so?
Yeah, he does.
He does his knees off.
They show that.
Stay on during sex.
He wears a garter belt, a little belt that holds him up.
I bet we will see Doc with a garter belt at some point.
Oh, that probably is.
That makes sense. I can see that.
That's a slick looking dude.
Why don't we go play hooky and hang out together?
Talking to Julie. Okay, that was a short one, producer Caleb.
That guy was Julie's fling in high school.
Okay.
And he's now like a disco teacher or whatever.
Well, yeah, that tuxedo was pretty far out, to use a 70s term. It was like a chocolate brown satin tuxedo.
And he had the look.
Yes. Like, and also, he did just like walk up and grab Julie. Like, who cares what their relationship was before? He literally just came in and like turned her around and was like, hey, let's go.
Julie, always in the middle, always put
always
apart.
In the middle.
All right, you know what's in the middle of our show? A commercial.
Oh, we'll be right back with more Love Boat Exposed. Go to loveboatexposed.com to send us a message, leave a voicemail, or learn more about the show and our team. Who knows? You might just be invited to the captain's table.
It's a pleasure to welcome you aboard. I'm speaking for my entire crew.
Well, the captain's table in this episode probably is filled with interesting characters. Hopefully the dude in the wheelchair was invited to the captain's table.
Yes, I hope so. Shoot, he's a war hero. He went to Vietnam. I guarantee the captain didn't. Do you think? I don't.
But wasn't the captain like a Navy person in the Vietnam War?
He did.
Okay. So maybe
I was in the Navy.
I was in the Navy. Well, maybe I didn't give him enough credit, and I will totally take responsibility for that.
Okay.
Was absolutely the best.
Two characters we've not seen before.
You.
Oh, you. What the hell kind of creep is that? Care to explain?
Yeah. Yes. So the woman on the right with the frizzle hair who was like, oh, wow, that was a great dinner.
Right.
She received a mystery letter with like a poem. It wasn't even like a good poem, but someone bought her ticket to the cruise. And so she believes that whoever bought this ticket for her, this mystery man, is her dream man. And so she spends basically the whole cruise. I think that's the only clip I have of her.
Okay.
But she spends like the whole cruise just man hopping until she finds out. She's like, oh, you wrote me this poem. And the guy's like, what poem? She goes, oh, well, never mind. I'm going to go then. And she leaves on and goes to like the next man. And she's like, well, you have a lot of money. Did you buy me a ticket on this cruise? And the guy's like, no, why would I? She's like, oh, okay, next man. She's like man hops until she finds the one.
How does she know it's a dude? Could have been a chick.
Who knows? who knows?
Man, she didn't pull everybody on board.
Yeah. She just assumed. She eventually finds out it's like her ex-husband who didn't go on the cruise.
Okay.
He probably wanted her to be out of the house for a week so he'd go in and clean it out. Is actually what happened. That sounds like an ex-husband sort of ploy.
She's out man-hopping.
Yes, she is man-hopping.
The clip that we just saw, it was a very quick one. So like we're going to recap. But she was like, oh, that was great dinner. What's for dessert? And the man across from her goes, you.
Yes.
And then she goes like, oh.
He said it gutturally, you.
He did, yeah.
Well, she's out being the man-hop steamroller.
She is. The what?
Man-hop steamroller.
Okay, man-hop steamroller. That's nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band almost.
Kind of is.
Yeah,
I like it.
They do Christmas tours.
They do Christmas. Okay, I don't like this one. Just on boats?
No. Concert venues.
Concert venue like that. Okay.
Mm. All right, guys. Here we go. Bit of nonsense.
Remember the first time we went out?
Julie's.
After the movies or went driving?
Fan.
You mean parking? I was so nervous.
She's with him. She's in it.
Now?
Uh-oh.
She's into it.
Yeah.
They're gonna kiss. That's like Gone with the Wind. And they're panning up to...
Oh, who's she?
A girl who's watching jealously. And the scene continues.
Look.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we just relax here for a second and take a deep breath and stop this before it gets too far.
Gaslightly.
You're right. I didn't mean to spy on you.
Oh, my God.
The kiss just happened. It wasn't meant to.
Wow.
Promise?
Girl, walk away!
I love you too.
He is a player. He is a player. He is a player.
Wow.
So, Caleb, is that his wife or like his girlfriend?
That's his girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're I don't know if they're engaged or whatever the relationship is, but they are together. Like, that's confirmed.
And was she aware that he had this past with Julie?
Yeah, they all went to high school together.
Oh, they all went to high school together.
Yeah, and so she knew that they dated, and so that's why she was, like, super pissed. Which, okay. I mean, yeah, fair enough.
If my boyfriend ever just said, oh, sorry, that kiss just happened, and I happen to have witnessed said kiss, and then he tries to make it sound like it, like, gaslighting me, and then if I were even to forgive him, there'd be something wrong with me.
And she's kissing the dude that was just kissing Julie.
I know. So basically, she's kissing Julie.
Yes, so to speak. Also, Julie looked like she was actually into this actor. Yes,
and does she know that he's there with somebody, Caleb?
Yeah, yes.
She would have to. She has the roster. She knows where everybody's room number is.
That's true, yeah.
So what is Julie doing? Why is she being so, like, wretched?
No idea.
Julie has a confused moral compass. And what I meant, by the way, was that it looked like Lauren Tews, the actress playing Julie, seemed to be really enjoying and making a connection with a good-looking actor, if you call him that. I don't know what you gals like.
No.
All right, making myself laugh for a minute
here. I mean, he's better than the doc, but...
Everyone's better than the doc.
I know, Caleb.
I'll say that every time it's brought up.
So, my God, talk about what I will call a cliffhanger.
Okay.
We've got Vietnam dude...
Yep.
...who's headed towards some kind of... turmoil with his old buddy.
Yep.
I don't know what the resolve will be. We've got Julie being kind of a homewrecker in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Itsy Bitsy. There's a lot of stuff hanging in the balance.
Yeah, and we still have the creepy English teacher. Does he pop up again?
Julie. He does.
Dimples McCoy. I knew he was creepy. That's why we have another clip of him.
Dimples McCoy.
Dimples McCoy.
Producer Caleb, we're going to leave the audience hanging for 1 week because I don't want to overdo it. There's too much here. Tell us what they should do next.
Yeah. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Well, yeah, we'll give you a week to, you know, digest it, to process what you've been listening to. But if you like it, make sure you subscribe, share it with a friend. We're on all of your favorite streaming platforms and YouTube, so make sure you follow us there. And we'll see you all on the Love Boat next week.
Thanks, everyone. Woo-hoo. Sorry to do this, but there's too much to cover.
There's too much.
No, we're not.
But we will be back with a new episode of Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed. Make sure to subscribe. We're on all your favorite podcast platforms. And connect with us at loveboatexposed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, but I have duties on the bridge. Good evening.
Go to loveboatexposed.com to send us a message, leave a voicemail, or learn more about the show and our team. Who knows? You might just be invited to the captain's table.
It's a pleasure to welcome you aboard. I'm speaking for my entire crew.